When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Don't talk of stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of love, just hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love, I'll tell you that. This is no time for a chat. Haven't your lips longed for my touch? Don't say how much, show me, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make me no undying vow. Show me now. Words, words, words. I'm so sick of words. I get words all day through. First from him, now from you. Is that all you blighters can do? Sing me no song. Read me no rhyme. Don't waste my time. Show me. Don't talk of spring. Don't talk of fall. Don't talk at all. Show me. Never do I ever want to hear another word. There isn't one I haven't heard. Here we are together in what ought to be a dream. Say one more word and I'll scream. Haven't your arms hungered for mine? Don't explain, show me, show me. Don't wait until wrinkles and lines pop out all over my brow. Show me, show me, show me, show me now.
All right, all right. You showed me. That was the miraculous voice of Wesla Whitfield, one of the great other voices we're going to listen to this afternoon. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual, idiosyncratic NPR station emanating out of Southampton and beyond. Well, that, of course, was a great song from My Fair Lady, written by Lerner and Lowe, performed by Wesla Whitfield, who had such a unique voice and presence. I thought it would be time to do an encore to a show I did about 2 years ago called Other Voices, Other Stages. It's a little bit of a riff on Truman Capote title. And as, you know, 2 years have gone on, there are more voices, there are more performers, mostly in the world of cabaret, who I think you should know. It's just that simple. I want to introduce you to about a half dozen singers who tackled the Broadway songbook in such interesting and individual ways that I hope you will go and seek them out yourself. Our first singer, we'll get back to Wesla Whitfield, but our first in the lineup is a guy named Ted Strater, S-T-R-A-E-T-E-R. And he was one of these, what I call, society orchestra leaders that were very prevalent in the 30s, 40s, and into the 50s. And I discovered him on a series called The Erdogans Cabaret Music. What is that? That was an Atlantic record CD compilation of all the great cabaret singers that the Erdogan brothers recorded, you know, over decades at Atlantic. Some you would know, Bobby Short and Mabel Mercer, Chris Connor, and some are these other voices we're going to hear today, and they just rocked my world. It was like Cabaret 101. So here is Ted Strater, who has this sort of, you just can't help but think about penthouses and orchestras and cocktails when you hear his voice. I don't know that I would want him in Bridges of Madison County, but he certainly lends an air of sophistication to two Richard Rodgers tunes, one by Hart, one by Hammerstein.
If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. And the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers a friend. Simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. And the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers a friend. Everything. What can money buy? An automobile so you won't get wet, champagne so you won't get dry. Money isn't everything. What have rich folks got? A Florida home so you won't get cold, a yacht so you won't get hot, an orchid or two so you won't feel blue if you have to go out at night. And maybe a jar of caviar so your appetite won't be light. Oil tycoon and cattle king, radio troubadour, belittle the fun that their fortunes bring and tell you that they are sure. Money isn't everything. Money isn't everything. Money isn't everything. Unless you're very poor. Can money make you honest? Can it teach you right from wrong? Can money make you healthy? Can it keep your muscles strong? Can money make your eyes get red the way they get from sewing? Can money make your back get sore the way it gets from mowing? Money isn't everything. If you're rich, you pay Elizabeth Arden to do your face the night you attend a play. Feeling like the bloom of spring, down the aisle you float, a Tiffany ring and a Cartier string of pearls to adorn your throat. Your Carnegie dress will be more or less of a handkerchief round your hip, tied onto you so that your slip won't show, and whatever you show won't slip. To your creamy shoulders cling ermine white as snow, then on to cafes where they sway and swing. You go with your wealthy beau. There you'll hear a crooner sing, money isn't everything, money isn't everything. As long as you have loot, cabbage, gold, mazuma, or dough.
That was The Elegant Stylings of Ted Strader, a song from Pal Joey, and then a song really recorded from Allegro, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Allegro from the late 1940s. He recorded a song of theirs from 1953's Me and Juliet, which unfortunately the quality of the recording was just not good enough for you listeners, because you expect the best and I try to deliver. Well, sometimes singers in the pop vein can peel off and do something in popular music, American standards, Broadway tunes, and they will surprise you. Now, our next singer was one of the most popular singers of the 1970s. She and her husband, Daryl Dragon, churned out a ton of hits, including Love Will Keep Us Together. Who am I talking about? The Captain and Tennille, Tony Tennille. And she had a very interesting background from the South, but both her parents were trained musicians and scholars. And boy, does she know what to do with these numbers, going solo with a big band. So here are two big numbers written between 1927 and 1931. You will know both of them. You may not know Tony Tennille in this regard, but you will enjoy them immensely.
Tell you why. There ain't no reason why I should love that man. It must be something that the angels done planned. Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of tell me I'm crazy. Maybe I know, but I can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, hey, that's a rainy day. Can come home as late as can be. Home without him ain't no home to me. And I can't help loving that man of
cherry. Don't make it serious, life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so much. you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest hope must fall. The sweet things in life to you are just lost. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all. A bowl of cherries, don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. Keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loan. So how can you lose what you never own? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it. You don't know the half of it. Live and laugh at it all. Life's too mysterious. Don't take it serious. Live and laugh at it all.
That was Tony Tennille singing a fabulous song written in 1931 from, I think, the George White Scandals, introduced by Ethel Merman, but done to a fare thee well. So check out Tony Tennille. I think she's definitely another voice that you should know. Well, a voice you all do know. I mean, it's sort of silly to even put him in the show, but I just want to recognize the degree to which Johnny Mathis tackled the most obscure numbers in the Broadway songbook and did it so well in such an interesting way. Here is a song from O Captain. Yes, Larry's one of Larry's seminal shows, starring Tony Randall, 1958. And it made it onto his greatest hits album when he was a wee lad before the 1950s ended. So here is Johnny Mathis in a way you may not have heard him before.
I want you with me all the time, sunrise and sunset and all the time. You are the one love I am living for. Had we just begun, love, could I love you? The sea. These are the feelings you waken in me. I had my moments and a dream or two, but I needed someone all the time. And all the time it was you. Thank you. are the feelings you waken in me.
I've had my moments and a dream or two, but I needed someone all the time. And all the time it was you.
Life is very rough and tumble for a humble disuse. One can betray one's troubles, never, whatever occurs. Night after night, have to look bright, whether you're well or ill. People must laugh their fill, you mustn't sleep till dawn comes creeping. Though I never really grumble, life's a jumble indeed. And in my efforts to succeed, I've had to formulate a creed. I believe in doing what I can, in crying when I must, in laughing when I choose. Hey-ho, if love were all, I should be lonely. I believe the more you love a girl, the more you give your trust, the more you're bound to lose. Although, when shadows fall, I think if only somebody splendid really needed me. Someone affectionate and dear. Cares would be ended if I knew that she wanted to have me near. But I believe that since my life began, the most I've had is just a talent to amuse. Hey-ho.
Johnny Mathis singing a wonderful Noel Coward song from Bittersweet. I think it wasn't even on his American album, but was added for the UK release because those Brits sure like their Noel Coward. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at still other voices, other stages, singers you should know if you don't. Wessel Whitfield, we heard at the top of the show, she was a miraculous cabaret performer. She was from San Francisco, and rather tragically, she was the victim of a, not a drive-by, but a stray shooting that severed her spinal cord. Yes, this is all true. And she made it back in, and her pianist, a guy named Mike Greensill, eventually married her, used to carry her on stage. They were miraculous. I just so enjoyed watching them. She has such a great voice, and here she is with an immortal Frank Lesser classic that very few people sing, but they should. Wessel Whitfield.
Fellow men all but falls apart. I've but to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart, I take heart. You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. The sound of good, solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's that bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. Of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth.
This is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street. This is an excellent moment to recognize the contributions of the Frederick Lowe Foundation to our show, who supported us last year and this year. So let's keep the support coming, everybody. This is a song sung by Calabria Foti. How about that? How about that for a name? Calabria Foti. I actually discovered her, I'm ashamed to admit, on a satellite station, but she's pretty fantastic. And again, this is this, now we're getting to a generation of recent 21st century performers who are taking the Broadway songbook and doing some interesting, interesting stuff with it. Here is a song you don't usually hear sung by a woman, but boy, does Calabria Foti do it well.
I have often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town does enchantment pour out of every door? No, 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 it's just on the street where you live. And oh, oh, the towering feeling just to know somehow you are near. And the oh, overpowering feeling that any second you might suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, but there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I don't care if I can be here on the street where you live. Finish of a novel that I'll finally have to take to bed. You fascinate me so. I feel like Christopher Columbus when I'm close enough to contemplate the sweet geography descending from your eyebrow to your toe. Possibilities are more than I can possibly enumerate, because you fascinate me so, so, so. harmonious little speech to me. Not that I'll listen. Oh, my darling, you'll forgive my inability to concentrate. You see, I'm feeling like a powder keg that's just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me? Or will you annihilate me? You infiltrate me, you subjugate me, you fascinate me so.
Calabria Foti singing a song from Funny Girl, usually done as a duet, and a little bit of Cy Coleman, Carolyn Lee stuck in the middle there. Very clever arrangement. Well, our last fella in the lineup today is a guy named Joe Mooney, another singer I discovered on the Erdogan's Cabaret album. It's a 3D, 40 CD set, whatever. He was an accordionist who went blind and eventually learned to play the Hammond B, which he does really well, and had a very under-the-radar career. Columbia recorded him, Decca recorded him, he retired to Florida. But here he sends a very mellow, interesting vibe out with a song cut from St. Louis Woman, written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer.
Lights are bright, piano's making music all the night, and they pour champagne just like it was rain. It's a sight to see, but I wonder what became of me. Crowds go by and there's merry making laughter in their eyes. And the laughter's fine, but I wonder what became of mine. Life's sweet as honey, and yet it's funny. I get a feeling that I can't analyze. It's like, well, maybe, like when a baby sees a bubble burst before its eyes. Well, I've had my kicks, I've wined and dined and danced some dingy chicks. Still I can't be gay. For somewhere along the way, something went astray, and I can't explain, 'cause it's the same champagne, and it's a sight to see, but I wonder what became of me. this is the life. Here's where the living is. This is the life. Baby, you're there. This is the life. You waited long enough, man, you've arrived. Breathe in that air. Wine and perfume, silver and candlelight. Children, make way. Joe's here to stay. Nothing but class. That's how it's gonna be. This is the life for me. At 21, head waiter smile. When you walk in, hand tailored suits, shirts with your monogram, the feel of real silk, right next to your skin. Top of the heap, first cabin all the way. How sweet the song when you belong. Nothing but class. That's how it's gonna be. This is the life for me.
Joe Mooney singing a song from one of my favorite shows, Golden Boy. Well done, Joe. Well, the latest or the most recent person in our lineup is Veronica Swift, and I just got a tape of hers the other day, and boy, does she knock me out. Here she is singing a song from Oliver, which is usually rendered as a real big Killer Torch song, but she does it with such wit and such intelligence, I think it will take your breath away.
As long as he needs me. Oh yes, he does need me, in spite of what you see. I'm sure that he needs me. Who else would love him still when so ill? He knows I always will. As long as he needs me, I miss him so much. When thank you. doesn't say the things he should. He acts the way he thinks he should. But all the same, I'll play this game his way, as long steadfastly, as long as he needs me, as long as life is long, I'll love him right or wrong, and somehow I'll be strong, as long as he needs me. If you are lonely, then you will.
Veronica Swift. Veronica Swift is alive and kicking, I'll tell you that much. She's touring in the fall. She has an album coming out called, shockingly, Veronica Swift. She's someone you will want to follow. And here she tackles a Jerry Herman song that has been, I would say, pretty much siloed for a certain kind of singer in a certain kind of venue. But boy, does she let it swing. And I'm so glad she did. And I'm so happy to share these other voices with you here at Broadway to Main Street.
Oh, I am what I am my own special creation. So come, come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my work that I want to take a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Your life is a sham till you can say, hey world, I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise. I don't want pity. No, I bang my own drum. Some think it's noise. Some think it's pretty. And so what if I love each feather and each bangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Life's not worth a damn till you can shout out loud, I am what I am. Ba do ba do do do, cha ba ba do di ba, cha ba ba do bi a di ba di ba di ba 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 do ba ba do.
Wee! Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing.